about Ross and Patrick.
I don't care.
Yeah, like, who cares?
They obviously care about themselves, but who else do they care about?
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Maybe we'll have a guest or two.
The world's going up in flames, so, like, who cares?
Who cares?
We care.
Gross. Ambalo Shri Sat Bhagavan Ji.
Ki Jai.
Ambalo Shri Sat Bhagavan Ki Jai.
You know, we just turned it into a song. It's not a song.
Let's do it together. Ambalo Shri Sat Bhagavan Ki Jai. Jai. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares?
Oh, welcome back. I know it's been a long break. We're so sorry it's been so long.
It's been like a 4-week break. What you been up to, Ross and Aaron?
It's been like a fortnight.
A fortnight is 2 weeks, so it's been dos fortnights.
Oh, my God.
It's been a double fortnight.
What time is it right now?
11:54 a.m. on tax day, April 17th, 2018. Man.
Is today the last day for people to get their stuff in?
Yeah, last day. You planned ahead, didn't you?
I planned ahead. This is actually a great victory in the past. I mean, maybe not to some that like have their life together, but for the first time ever, I filed an extension. Oh, that's right. And I thought it was going to require all this stuff, but I literally just called my tax guy and I said, hi, I want to file an extension for the first time. And they were like, okay, just give us your name and we'll do that for you. And I was like, that's it?
You're like, that's it?
I was like, wait, that's it?
And they're like, that's it.
And they were like, yeah. And then just come back before the final time, which is like October something. I've got it in my phone.
Yeah.
And I've got lots of warnings leading up to that too, so I don't forget.
Wait, when's your new date?
October something is like, is you have six months. Yeah. But I have lots of warnings leading up to like, I've got one in like July. I've got one in August, like preparing me to be like, get your fucking shit together, you idiot.
You were about to say dumb bitch.
I wasn't sure where I was going to go.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe all I had to do was literally just say, hey, dude,
yeah,
you know, you always do my taxes for me. Can you do this for me? And they were like, sure.
Dude,
and
then that bro, was it. You always do my taxes. Gonna be late.
Oz at Bayer Tax Service in Greenpoint.
That's his name, Oz?
Yeah.
O-Z?
And I can barely ever hear him, but he's been doing my taxes for,
I wonder,
know,
if it's the same
7 or 8 years or something.
I met a guy named Oz Friday night. I performed at a Bushwick sex house.
If he was there, that would be amazing.
And I rang the doorbell and a man named Oz answered the door while holding a fistful of rope.
So can we not say the name of the house, you don't think?
I guess.
I mean,
it was
a public
event.
Yeah, it's a public space.
Yeah, the Hacienda Villa.
Hacienda Villa, which is it's a home for
sex positive, alternative sex people who have polyamorous relationships.
Right.
And there's like a dungeon. I don't know if it's a dungeon or just a playroom.
It's like a party space, right?
Yeah. But there's racks. There's devices. There's something called a spank bench.
Ooh. And you were at a comedy. You were performing on a comedy show
there.
Yeah,
we put a comedy show on there.
Like a sex positive comedy show.
Yeah. Somebody thought my material would fit for that show.
Oh, that's so bizarre. I don't know why.
Airplane food is weird. They're like, we got to get this guy on this stage.
You're like, you ever waited in line in security on the airport?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you rather just get the crap kicked out of you by a dominatrix?
Yes, please.
Anyway, that's the same Oz. Your tax guy moonlights as a ropes expert.
Was he like a large, dark-skinned, potentially Indian or Pakistani-looking man?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Very skinny?
No. All right. Man, I thought we had something there for a second.
How come I thought your tax guy was this old cigar-chomping guy?
Yes, and not cigars, but cigarettes. The guy who owns it, Bayer Tax, Saul Bayer.
Hey, I'm Saul Bayer. You need an extension? No problem.
It's very loud in my headphones.
Oh, I'll turn it down.
Did you turn it down a little
bit? How's your volume now?
That's better. Thank you. Actually, split the difference.
Too much?
Split the difference.
A scotch back?
Where are we now?
Ambalo Shri Sat Bhagavan Ki Jai.
Solbeya.
Well, let's clarify real quick. You're in yoga teacher training.
Oh, we're going back.
No, we don't have to get into it. I just want to say what we're saying when we say that.
You're speaking some sort of Sanskrit.
Yeah.
That I've taught you that my yoga teacher says at the end of my yoga classes. All right,
we're going to get into yoga teacher training.
We'll go back. Let me finish my Solbeya bit.
Solbeya.
Who's definitely not doing yoga and is smoking probably a carton of cigarettes a day.
How you doing? I'm Solbeya. I'm a Jew from New York City. And this is Oz. He's from Pakistan or some shit.
I don't know. They're good with numbers. So I don't know. This guy, literally, it is... There's something about how old school it is that I feel like I've recommended this place to other people and other people have gone in there like mortified. But I think there's like something to it that it's like manila folders everywhere.
Yeah. Is there a computer in the place?
They're all on computers.
That's good.
They're definitely Dells though. Yeah, or something comparable. Manila folders everywhere. You don't make an appointment. You just show up and you have to wait.
Yeah.
For like when your name is called.
Yeah, it's like that scene in Beetlejuice where everybody's in the waiting room. There's a guy with a tiny head.
Yes, that's Saul. Wood paneling everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's like caricature and like inappropriate cartoons of like Hillary Clinton from like Bill Clinton era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that old. There's just like a layer of like cigarette ash like covering the entire place.
Yeah, the computers used to be white, but they're just yellow.
Yeah, and Saul definitely has, what do you call it? What's the skin?
Jaundice.
What's the skin?
Yellow skin?
No, what's the skin thing where it's like patchy?
Oh, eczema.
He definitely has eczema of some kind and he moves like a snail, but it's like everything is pissing him off. Like he's picking up
like,
the phone.
When's the last
and
time
he says something in the phone? He slams it down. He's like, I don't know what the fuck this woman wanted, but it's like he's slowly turning in his computer chair while he's cursing her out. But he like also is holding a cigarette. I don't know why. I just feel like I implicitly trust them with my taxes.
Yeah, you feel taken care of.
I don't know why. I just feel like they've been doing it this long without problems. Like, something is working.
I'd like to know the last time Saul had a tall glass of spring water. Just water.
I think it's been, maybe never.
Like, he survives on, the only source of liquid in his life is from, like, a tuna melt. He just eats tuna melts and smokes cigarettes.
And he doesn't like... You know, Saul Bayer would 100% be on too much tuna.
Yeah.
With Gil Faison and George St. England, Tom, I'm sure.
And Saul, did you notice something about your sandwich?
Yes, and Saul would be pissed.
Yeah, Saul
He's like, that is too much fucking tuna. Did you come with me there one time? You saw it,
I dropped you off.
But you didn't go inside.
No, I think I was scared of the lung cancer.
It's something. It really is something. But Saul used to do my taxes. And then at some point he was too busy. So I switched over to Oz. And now Oz is just, I just always request Oz.
Because
he just knows what's going on. He's been working with me from waitress to grad school to freelancer. So he like knows my journey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also understands that I'm writing off everything, which apparently is going to have to stop next year.
Yeah.
And I just can't even mentally handle thinking about that yet. So
I am scared about my taxes. I got extensions as well for my corporate and personal. That's right. I have a corporation.
Can we merge everything into your corporate or something?
Well, maybe.
Anyway, stay tuned. That'll be fascinating.
Yeah. The thing with my taxes is that I got some letter saying that I had some kind of deficiency from last year and I owe some kind of money. And there's these like numbers and columns. And then it's like, this number is just a number. You don't really owe this. You might owe this.
Oh,
and I'm like, the language of it was so intimidating. I just folded it up and put it at the bottom of my physical inbox. And I'm like, I'm not looking at that until I bring it to the office.
Yeah.
And I have now, I'm just paralyzed. So I just said to them, I need an extension.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we paid the minimum $50 payment for your corporation and we'll extend everything else. And now I'm like, all right, I actually have to deal with this shit at some point.
I mean, not for six more months. Oh!
I know, but see, that's problematic. I think the name of the game is just do it now.
Sure. Good luck. Bonne chance.
No, I'm telling you to do it now.
Fuck you. I'm riding high off my just making one phone call and having it taken care of for at least another month.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let me live.
All right. So we're living in tax season.
Hold on, though. I have one last thing to say about taxes. Okay.
And Seoul?
No, not about Seoul. I'm warning anyone who knows me, who's listening to this, do not come up to me and suggest that I pay quarterlies because I will rip your fucking face off.
I think you should, though. I think it might be wise.
Because let me explain something. Paying quarterlies is not the solution to somebody who's already behind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when... Say I'm explaining to somebody, oh my God, taxes, I'm in debt. I'm like, I need to get on top of my money. This is like an emotional thing for me. Money is very challenging, blah, blah, blah. There's all these different things about
Sounds like you should pay quarterly.
Literally. I've had that happen to me. And I'm just like, what on earth about like my emotional state around money says to you, oh, you should be much further along in paying quarterly.
That's like if somebody like opens their heart to you and they're like, you know, I've always been overweight. Food, my relationship to food has always been a big challenge for me, and it's like really something I'm working on. And I've sort of gotten comfortable with who I am now, and I actually love my body now. And you know, in 2018, I can be who I need to be, and you know, I'm working on it. And the other person's like, maybe just try cutting carbs.
I mean, that is. Yes. Like, if anything is that simple, don't you think I would have fucking done it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, just...
Oh, she cursing. When she starts F-bombing like this, she means it.
Yeah, this isn't joke cursing. This is like, fucking take a few steps back.
Step off, step back, get off your pedestal, and don't talk to me about quarterlies.
I'm like, oh, do you have a normal job where they just, like, take your fucking money out for you and you don't have to think about it? That's nice. Please don't suggest quarterlies to me. I'm going to burn your house to the ground.
Yeah. We're living that freelance life where...
Shit's complicated.
Money comes, money goes. Feels like a lot of money sometimes. Turns out, yo, taxes on that.
Yes. Yo, taxes. And you're behind on several other things. So, really, you're not even at zero. You're at negative. But it feels like you have a lot of money because a big paycheck came.
Going to get my nails done.
That's why there's 12-step groups like Debtors Anonymous.
Oh.
Which I should go back to.
Yeah, I just had a lunch with a friend of mine that I love so much, and he's really getting into DA, and I'm so happy for him. It's like changing his life.
Oh, God, I know.
But I won't say who that is because it's anonymous.
Anonymity. Because guess what, people? Money is emotional.
Money's a drug.
And we've been told not to talk about it, that it's taboo, that you should just know how to deal with it. And like, it's black and white. Just figure it out and deal with it. Well, it's not like that.
Yeah. You know, money became a drug in the late 70s when people started rolling it up to do cocaine with.
Oh, baby.
That's the scientific reason why money's a drug.
Oh, man. You know, it was bad.
That joke?
No. I enjoyed it because it made me think of when I used to do drugs with money. And
oh, when you used to smoke pot with money?
No, cocaine.
Oh, cocaine.
Cocaine. Were you serious or were you joking?
I was like curious if you were going to cop to being a cocaine addict.
Oh, that's fine. Somebody told me that you should never use less than a $20 bill to snort coke because there was like, less than $20 had been through so many more hands.
Oh yeah. You know, I was gonna say, oh, because it's like tacky and lame, and
it's also like we're doing drugs that have like God knows what, like have been cut with God knows what.
I kind of like that rationale though; it makes sense.
Meanwhile, if I didn't have what my other favorite thing, maybe you spent all your money on coke, and so you don't even have money. So then you're just, I've like just ripped up like notebook paper and rolled it up.
And the thing, I mean,
this was a long time ago, everybody. She is living a much different life and a different
like,
path.
Fuck, I don't have a dollar. I don't have a bill. I got a post-it note. I got this receipt from CVS.
You know what my room used to look like? Just to give you like, and nobody freak out, okay? She's fine.
She's 9.5 years sober.
She's living a much different life.
No, like, 9 years in 1 month.
I just celebrated 9 years last month. So I tell these stories with, you know, a bit of levity. Like, mm-hmm. Ugh, what a trash heap. So glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah. It's like there's a certain, like, a dumpster fire from a distance. It's kind of beautiful.
And there's some gratitude that you're nowhere near that dumpster, you know? Mm-hmm. My bedroom was littered with CD cases that had a light dusting of cocaine on them, like all over my bedroom.
Just a residue.
And rolled up white pieces of computer paper. Just like strewn about.
I feel like I'm such
Isn't that so disgusting? Ugh.
So much of my behavior is like secretive. So I feel like I would have been such a good cokehead. Like you would have never known. Like there would have been one CD case that I would have done it off of.
Well, that makes more sense, honestly. I don't know why, but it's like when you're in a state, you're just like, where's that fucking CD case? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm dating myself. Like, why were there CD cases everywhere? That just shows you how long it's been.
Oh, man, I was doing blow off of 12-inch vinyls.
I didn't get my first iPod until, like, when was it? Maybe, like, 2005, 2006 or something. So my cocaine use predated that, so of course I was using CD cases. Hello.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole stack of CDs I got to get rid of. I got to minimize around here. Let's talk organization.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, some people like to do that on coke. Just organize. Mm-hmm. Not me, though.
Adderall. Crystal meth.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we're sort of, this is a podcast. We're just catching up. We're BSing. I know this feels a little loosey-goosey to some people, but.
Didn't you miss that, though? Didn't you miss a loosey-goosey episode where it's just like, your boy, Patrick, your girl, Ross.
Just getting into it.
We're morning DJs.
We're keeping it 100. Yeah, how you doing, folks? We're keeping it 100 here on the Who Cares podcast.
You're so many accents. Just melded.
I was
into
building
one.
It around just the phrase 100.
Yeah.
Because 100, that Sean Stockoff used to pronounce it as 100.
Who?
Growing up. We grew up around the corner with each other. Yeah, really good guy. He's in Florida now. He's got a young son. And the thing that was remarkable about Sean was that I remember he was in the newspaper as a very small child because he had an insane surgery to have a tumor removed from his like nasal cavity, I think.
Oh, shit.
This feels weird to talk about in such detail after I've said his name, but
back to nasal cavities, which, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's all you know, cocaine is a cancer of the nasal cavity in a certain way. So he's got this scar around the radius of the diameter of his face. Like they removed his face to get in there.
Like,
and then they put it back
on. Nicolas Cage, John Travolta vehicle face off.
Yeah, they did a face off.
The did they really take off. His whole face off?
They flopped it down.
What?
It was a flop down. It was like a
flop down. Fix me up.
It was a flop down. Do-si-do. That's the medical term. When you go to med school.
Well, that's amazing that he is here to tell the tale.
Yeah. Why did I bring up Sean?
I have
Sean?
No fucking.
Oh, he would say 100. He'd say 100. Oh. 100 times. Oh, I did that 100 times.
Because for whatever fucking reason, upstate New York sounds like backwoods of Alabama.
Yeah. And Sean would actually probably self-identify as like a redneck. Like he's fishes. He's like into trucks.
Sure.
Like
there's probably a rebel flag involved.
Potentially, I'm not sure. Definitely a chain wallet. He was always a chain wallet guy. You know, like when you're in fourth grade and somebody's got a chain wallet, they mean
fourth
business.
Fourth grade?
Yeah.
You literally have no money and nothing to carry in a wallet.
He probably had money, though. He's like one of those people that like had a job, you know?
Like, in fourth grade, he's like not even 10.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking older, but like he was one of those people that was
fourth
always...
Fourth grade is under 10, just to be clear.
I know, but it seemed like he was the kind of person he's like
child
fourth grade when he's got mouths to feed. You know?
Is he Saul Bear? But like just but like redneck edition.
Yeah, redneck Saul Bear. No, like we all wanted
be riffing.
As kids, we all wanted job. Everybody wanted a part time job. Everybody wanted to get their driver's license as soon as possible.
Well, of course. Were you obsessed with I was desperate to get my driver's license. I was obsessed with driving. And I used to play that game at the arcade Cruisin' USA where you got in the actual car.
Yeah, and it's like the point of view from behind the
car. I was obsessed with that game.
Yeah. You liked the image of the hair flying in the breeze.
Totally. Yeah. Cause I'm just like, I don't care about driving. I just care about like how I look. Cause I'm a girl.
Yeah, that's true.
That's accurate.
It's come to that time in the episode where our headphones get all squirrely. Yeah,
it's true.
What I wanted to say is that we're just sort of generally regrouping here.
Yeah.
We don't have a guest today. And we're kind of regrouping because we haven't been on the mics together in since March 21st, says the last episode with Andrea and Jonas, which was a huge hit.
Ugh, the calls haven't stopped.
The listener mail is just so sweet.
People are actually calling. Yeah. Like it's the 90s.
I'm like, how did you get this number? And I didn't even know I had a house phone.
Yeah. When the fuck did I get a landline?
Yeah. And like, you pick up the phone is labeled, says Who Cares Podcast on it. I'm like, this is, man, Apple iTunes came to the house, installed the phone.
I'm envisioning somebody like very like 9 to 5 Dolly Parton, like answering the landline for us.
Yeah, no, it is Dolly Parton.
Oh my God.
She's like, oh, hey there, sugar.
That'd be the best. Anyway.
If she was our office manager?
Yeah, she's just like here in our house.
Oh, that would be amazing. We'd be like, Dolly, we have to have you on the podcast. She's like, I'm just here to do my job.
She's like, I'm here to answer calls. Is she from Brooklyn all of a sudden?
She's like, I'm just here to answer calls. Saul sent me over.
Saul sent me over. I've been working in the office for him. I know you thought I was Southern, but I'm not.
My music career has wound down organically, and now I live in New York City, and I'm a Jew.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're regrouping. It's been 4 weeks off the mics. How did it happen?
How did we do it?
How did we get
here? Oh, so now let's go back in time.
Yes.
Yes.
My wife went to Paris.
No, that was, well, it was March 21st, so we know about Paris already.
Oh, you were back already?
March 21st, hon.
Yeah. I don't know your dates. I don't know your fucking calendar.
I was in France from the 1st or the 2nd until the 10th, I believe. 10th or the 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's been back from France, but I was working like a fucking lunatic from the moment she touched ground in the States, as Europeans call it.
Oh, back to the States.
Yeah. I was back to the States.
You were stateside.
Stateside, just doing the work, doing the good work, which is making sure that men's shirts are symmetrical on male models.
Yeah, how's that been going?
It's fine. I'm happy to be bitsy. Bitsy?
Oh, I'm so bitsy.
I'm happy to be.
That's when you're busy, but only a little bit.
No, I've been for real busy. And I'm happy for the work, working with people I like, that I love, in fact, and making a good living. So no complaints.
Why is that dated March 21st, though? Because we recorded with them on a Sunday, and I got it up that night. Because I think it might have actually gone up Sunday the 18th or whatever that would have been.
All right, so let's not get too lost.
Well, because I want to talk about my birthday.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Because do you remember that comedy show that I had on my birthday in the back of that bar? Oh, yeah. There's something funny about that.
Quote, unquote, comedy show. One might call it a comedy show.
Let me look at the deets of this.
While Patrick's getting that squared away. God, time is just fucking flying by. So yeah, you turned 37. Did we talk about that last time? I don't remember. You turned 37. We had a nice night out. And then I took you to the Museum of Natural History, which we had a very good time. But we did also leave saying, you know what? We're not museum people.
Yeah. Well, we're not like long haul museum people.
No, and I knew it was going to kind of be a long haul. It's also a Sunday. It was filled with families and children. I kind of knew that too. I'm a socially anxious person. We managed just fine, I think. And I think the adventure of it was fun, but certainly we were fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
By the experience.
And then we did the podcast that night. I'm really caught up in the details.
Can we let
here.
It go?
I'm trying.
All
I'm
right.
trying.
So,
but yeah, it was a long day.
And then what else?
We had a very nice brunch with Chuck and Marie that morning.
That's right.
At the Smith. Upper West Side.
So you turned 37. We've both been very busy. I just got back from Tahoe on another work trip. I feel like we're losing steam here, hon.
Yeah, well,
because you're lost in the details and you're not helping keep things moving. You're the one who keeps things moving, hon.
I'm Saul Bea, and I'm just trying to get the details here.
All right. Maybe it did just air on the 21st. Shit. And that's just how it went.
Does everybody see what I'm dealing with here? Do you hear? Do you see? Do you touch what I'm dealing with?
Is it tangible?
Excuse me.
It was the following week we went to the museum. It was the
25th. Holy shit. Hun, put your fucking phone down.
I'm looking at the calendar. I'm just reliving my life one day at a time.
You are the interviewer on this show. We're falling apart.
I think we're great. Listeners, call in. Tell Dolly how you're feeling about this episode. She wants to hear your voice. And if your name is Jolene, she'll really want to have a word with you.
You guys know what that means.
The horse is bored. The horse is out in the stall.
That's what
and
I tell.
Bored.
That's what I cue my eye roll.
I know.
Because a yoga one is more horse neighing.
What is that?
That's like a lip flutter. Like if you're taking
flutter
in, like,
your lips
and you're like, like let it all out. Just get that out.
Flutter those lips.
But if I'm like over you, I'm like. It's a bit abbreviated.
And there's blood in it.
Yeah, and I spit blood in a bucket. And I'm just like, blah. Stop wasting my fucking time.
Yeah, I'm a 37-year-old man. How does it feel? How do I feel?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, my feet hurt. My lower back hurts again. I went to the gym 3 times this week, and my body feels it in a good way.
That's great. I didn't realize you went 3 times.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm going today.
All right.
I'm going tomorrow.
Let's one day at a time.
I'm going every day for the rest of my life until I'm beautiful for my wife. So
you want to talk more about being 37? Or are you good?
Well, I forget what I wanted to say because I'm 37 and I'm forgetful now.
Oh.
I can't remember anything.
He is. I don't know if we talked about this on the last podcast, but I think it deserves 2 podcasts. So why not? Patrick is suffering from plantar fasciitis, self-diagnosed.
A plantar fasciitis.
So he purchased these god-awful sneakers in Woodstock, New York called Hokas. That's H-O-K-A-S. You might see him strutting around town in them.
And if you do see me strutting around, just yell, yo, Hoka Holbert, what's up, man?
Sure, you can do that. I am
Hoka Holbert.
They look like probably something that your mother or maybe even your grandmother wears called a shape up. They have a similar sort of chunky platform.
They don't curve like a shape
yes,
up, though.
Yes, they fucking,
they,
you
they
wish.
They don't curve like it.
You're in denial.
They don't curve like
you
it.
You might see Patrick power walking around your local mall. You don't know. I mean, that's something that you might do in a
walking the mall is a restorative activity, which was told to me by your acupuncturist, who you hail as a goddess. So, whatever.
So Patrick's been hoofing it around town, hoofing hokas.
I've been hoking. I'm hoking around town. I'm hoking to the bus. I'm hoking to the subway. I'm hoking to my shows.
Oddly enough, but your feet are still hurting. When you put on normal people's shoes.
There is a major improvement to my foot pain.
But only because when you're in the Hokas, though. That's the thing. Hokas make you completely reliant on the Hokas.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think barefoot is similar. And I think with my boots, the boots are just cause pain because the weight of the boots. I think other shoe... My life is just so stressful, you know, and foot pain. But the back pain is back a little bit.
And back pain's back, baby.
And that's stress related and sugar related. I've been
doing some research,
binging on some ice cream again.
I know we do need to get our food situation in order. So oddly enough, the Hoka situation turns out.
Turns you on.
A huge
turns
nope,
out
nope,
it's a turn
nope,
on for
nope,
you.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope, nope,
turns
nope.
out, turn on.
Turn up.
Turns out when I turned up, I got turned on.
huge in the fashion world these days, enormous sneakers.
An ugly sneaker.
Ugly, huge platformed sneaker.
An ironically ugly sneaker.
Yes.
So I'm on trend.
He's on trend.
I'm on trend.
To my chagrin. So that's what's up with Patrick being 37. He's wearing orthopedic shoes. He's trying to hit the gym. Yeah. He's focused on his comedy career.
Mm-hmm.
And loving his wife.
In love, deeply.
Obsessed, one might say.
Truly, madly, deeply. I had a breakthrough comedy show in my hometown.
Oh,
a few weeks ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't want to get into specifics, sure, but I did perform some very sensitive and personal material
sassy
in front of my mother.
Yeah.
And that felt like a...
You haven't spoken to her since, but we think it went well.
No, we've texted. We've been texting.
I'm just joking.
So yeah, I'm just owning being an adult. I'm being an adult with my own life and my own story, and I don't have to over censor what I'm sharing and who I'm sharing it with.
Except the airwaves, which we're not going to tell you because that just feels like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah,
give
us another year. We'll really blow your minds.
Ooh, cats out of all them bags. Mm. Teaser for the people.
Yeah, it's a teaser for the people, y'all.
I thought it might have a flow to it, but...
Like, turns out, turn on.
Turn. Get turned.
Yeah, it just does feel like this month has flown by. It's crazy. And and then you went on another work trip. Well, you went to Boston.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to remember. I was like, I went a couple places. Yeah, I had a crazy week. I had like a crazy like 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like France, work nonstop, then go to Boston. So
past guest Jen D's baby shower.
Correct.
Who cares about pregnancy? That's her.
That's right. Check out that old episode. It's a great one.
Go back to the archives, everybody.
That's right.
It's in front of the paywall.
What's that?
You never hear them say that?
In front of the paywall?
It's behind the other podcasters say behind. If you go behind the paywall, meaning if you pay for our service,
I've literally listened to a million podcasts and I've never heard that.
Well, there's paywalls. We don't have one, so I'm making a joke that this episode is in front of the paywall.
Alert. So yeah, revisit that episode. Jen Driscoll, love of our lives.
Mm-hmm. 8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant.
She gonna drop.
She gonna drop. I believe early June is the date. So she's in the home stretch mm-hmm. right now. So I went to Boston for a family baby shower that was thrown at her beautiful parents' place in
Charlestown,
Beacon Hill, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Jen's dad, who looks like Martin Sheen mm-hmm. and sounds like Martin Sheen from the movie The Departed,
mm-hmm.
but with like a dash more aristocracy, like JFK in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, as well as her beautiful mother, Tracy, who I love, and her sisters.
Tracy loves you. Ross, I just love your laugh.
Yeah, like they're giving you some like old school Grey Gardens sort of
New England
realness. Yeah, they love my laugh. Her sisters were there, who I also love, Brenna and Emily.
You met Baby Wilder.
Met Baby Wilder. And yeah, it was just like a lovely day. And I also got to hang with my bro. Shout out to Dave and my other bestie, Kim.
Dave and the Bearstronauts.
Dave and the Bearstronauts.
That's the new name of the band, Dave. Or no,
Dave. Dave, listen up. It's the new name of your band.
No, it's Dave's Bearstronauts. Right? Is that what we decided?
We didn't decide. Let me keep moving. I also got to hang out with Sheila, Dave's adorable dog, who now is named Ma'anan Sheila from Wild Wild Country.
Mm-hmm.
So now we like to chant at her, Ma'anan Sheila, Ma'anan Sheila. And I would follow Sheila the dog into a really...
Like
intense
a cult.
Yeah.
Ma'anan Sheila, Ambalo Shri, Sak Bhagavan Vijay. Ma'anan Sheila, Ma'anan Sheila.
You got it, honey.
Ambalo Shri, Sat Bhagavan Ki Jai.
So, Boston. Then I went to Tahoe, for work for the illustrious menswear brand Izod. Ever heard of it? Don't think so. Fashion.
Button down shirts, Oxford buttons on the collar, little button on the back of the neck to keep the time place.
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
I love that little button in the back. It's my favorite button.
Because it's like the detail. You love
it. I wear it on a J. Crew Oxford shirt. But eventually, I will probably grow into an Izod.
No, I won't let that happen.
Especially if I keep eating ice cream at the rate I'm eating it at.
I probably shouldn't shit talk the brands that I work for.
Who are you? What is your brand?
What is your brand? But that brand is actually very good to me. They flow me out to Tahoe. They put me up in a nice...
They pay your rent here. It's garbage.
The mortgage... They pay the mortgage. They put me up in a hotel in Tahoe. I've never been to Tahoe. It's fucking beautiful there. I've never actually seen anything like it before.
It's a lake in the mountains, right?
Yeah, I haven't really been to that sort of environment before, and I was pretty blown away. It is a luxurious life for sure. Was I working all day outside folding shirts and putting them in interesting environmental places? Yes. Which is a very weird job.
You're also like on your knees though. Like it's not easy. It's not easy work.
No, which is what I'm trying to.
Is it meaningless? Yes. But it's not.
It is fucking meaningless. Which then brings us to post Tahoe, with a day in between Tahoe and New York. I then began my journey as a yoga teacher.
Yoga teacher training.
Yes, which started this past Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, I was at the yoga studio from 8 to 5, learning and doing yoga all day long. And I've got another 10 weekends ahead of me to then be 200-hour certified to be a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
To hopefully bring a little bit more meaning into my own life and others.
You're a guru?
No.
You're a teacher?
No.
You're a learner. You're a listener.
I don't claim to be a guru. If you follow me, you follow me. I don't know. Is this a new character I'm developing?
Yeah, like the...
I'm not a non-Sheila.
The falsely modest guru. Oh, I don't claim to be a spiritual guru or expert. But if you'd like to follow me, sure.
I think that's actually what all gurus are kind of like, to be quite honest. Yeah. They're like, I am the same as you, but I mean, I'm not really. So maybe you pay me some money
and
have a seat.
The $500 fee is, you know, it's a one-time.
Speaking of fucking gurus, what's going on with...
My boy Tony?
Yes. What is the tea?
I think what he did was he minimized somebody's sexual harassment claim. I don't know.
Against him?
No, I think against someone in his organization.
Mm.
But I have to, I don't really want to go too far into this conversation because I didn't read the details.
Yeah, I don't know the details. I just knew two of my favorite people, Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi from the Throwing Shade podcast. We're talking mad shit about him, but didn't give me any details about what he had done.
Yeah. And, you know, he's sort of saving my life right now. So it's on me.
Oh, you're still listening.
No, I haven't listened in a while. Okay. But I like his talks.
Isn't he a sexual assault survivor, too? I feel like that's part of his story, no? That he was sexually abused?
There's abuse and neglect and family dysfunction. I don't know. I have to do more research.
All I know is that he loves a white cargo short.
Yeah, I mean, his whole presentation is terrible.
Well, that's what something Brian Safi was saying, that he loves Oprah so much, and that was something that always bummed him out, was how much she loved Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
That it really threw him off. But anyway, if anybody knows what he did, let us know. I'm sure I could Google it, but...
We'll find it.
I don't really want to.
What I want to get to with your yoga teacher training is to discuss this intersection between these two things that you realize are what excite you most about this whole thing.
Yes. So one of my teachers, my lovely teacher, Jennifer Jones, who owns the New Love City studio in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, her and Emily Shapiro and Connor Valentino are teaching and leading the teacher training, and they're regular teachers at the studio I go to. And Jen Jones said in one of our sessions the other day that yoga teaching is a great intersection of performance and service.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a real Oprah aha where mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
Performance and service.
Because you're a bit of a ham.
I'm hamming it up, baby.
But you love people.
I do.
You don't love all people.
No.
But your door
which
is
I
open.
Think I might be challenged by some of that as the teaching goes mm-hmm. on. I was thinking about that a lot, actually.
Yeah, you're going to have to really, really just open your heart.
Which I think I'm capable of. I've softened a lot over the years.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not as much of a bitch on wheels as I used to be.
Yeah. Like when we relocate to like the suburbs of New Jersey.
What the fuck are you talking about?
For practical reasons. And you're teaching at a studio in Bergen County.
What is happening?
And you're there to be of service to the community, but also perform.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when Brenda from I live just off Route 4. Sorry I'm late. It's fucking bullshit out there. Anyway, sorry, Ross. Keep teaching. And she's got horrible form.
Yeah.
But the best outfits. She has the most expensive yoga clothes.
Oh, God. Brenda.
How are you going to connect with Brenda?
Well, you know, I think it comes back to keeping it in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's up to Brenda how she wants to relate to me, I think, in a lot of ways. Like, I'll try to keep it as universal and open as possible. Mm-hmm. But I mean, but also another part is I may just not be Brenda's cup of tea.
Yeah.
And maybe she won't come to my fucking class, you know?
Yeah.
But if she does, obviously there's like beyond the first class, if she comes back, there's like something that maybe she's drawn to.
Yeah.
You know?
Talk about the keeping it in the eye. What do you mean by that? That's an advanced concept that some people might not understand.
So, you know, like when communicating one's feelings of any kind, Patrick and I find it helpful, and we've learned this through years of therapy and 12-step programs, that it's helpful to speak from your own experience. Start with I statements. I feel this. I experienced this. I love this. Whatever.
Here's what worked for me.
Here's what worked for me.
Here's what didn't work for me.
Yeah. So what am I talking about? I just fucking zoned out.
The way you said it was in reference to Brenda. Like, well, first of all, I would keep it in the eye and just, you know.
I know. I vacillate because this was coming up. I mean, obviously, I'm at the beginning of this journey, so who knows what's going to come up. But we were talking about how, you know, with the political climate, Jen was talking about how she chooses not to post anything political or anything on the business's Instagram.
Yeah.
Which, understandable. You don't want to alienate people. However, I can be of the mindset that I'm like, yeah, I do want to alienate you. Fuck you. If you believe in this like hate-filled agenda, I actually don't want you coming anywhere near me.
Yeah.
But that may not be the yogic way.
No.
You know? And I think that's something that's going to challenge me a great deal. And then my other teacher, Emily, was saying, like, of course you can acknowledge, like, as a teacher in your class, like, Jen was saying that she taught the day of the election. And it was, like, obviously a really weird vibe.
Yeah.
And people were really upset and they were, like, crying in class. And so, like, it had to be acknowledged. But then another girl who's in the training with me was saying she was working at a studio on the Upper East Side, and it was a very different scene up there, and that people were coming in with shit eating grins.
Yeah.
And I was just like, God, that's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe I get hired. I mean, that's the thing though. I was like, I don't think I would want to work in a studio on the Upper East Side. So, you know, I think that you can have a choice in the matter about where, like the type of place you want to surround yourself. But I do think that I need to be softer to other sides, and that might actually
Well, and there's that principle in the cult we go to where they say it's all about attraction, not promotion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're the kind of person that has such a powerful personality that if you were to just be yourself and live your life and speak the way you speak without getting into details about your politics or...
Yeah. I mean, my armpit hair says it all. You know where I stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have to spell it out, do I?
It says it all. It excretes the odor of it all. It's really something, which I love. An odor I love.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Of course, I can't remember the context of this, but Connor, the other teacher, is this annoying that I'm like naming all of them and how I'm talking about this? He is incredibly informed when it comes to the history of yoga and like all of the literature and the Sanskrit and all this stuff.
Om Bolo Shri Sat Bhagavan Ki Jai.
There you go. Which has something to do with the Sat Guru, which is the guru within. We all have our own teachers within that we can look to.
Yeah, that's your Sat Guru.
That's what like that's what that saying
Tony
has to
Robbins
do.
Is your guru, Ross is your other guru, and then you have your Sat Guru.
That's right. So Connor was talking about how there's this idea, and I don't know if it was within Hinduism or just like the yoga. There's like the sutras, and then there's these are the sutras.
You got your textbook right there. The textbook has
the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali.
Rajneesh is on the cover of your textbook.
Yeah, it does look like Rajneesh, but I think they all look like Rajneesh. Mm. Also, Women Who Run with the Wolves. Just an extra book I bought because I thought, why not? That's important.
Who wrote that one?
Clarissa Pinkola Estes.
Oh, PhD. Dr. Clarissa myths explains it all.
Myths and Stories of the Wild Woman Archetype. It's very dense. Mm. But something within the sutras or yogic tradition talks about how to have an argument with someone, you have to fully be able to understand and recite back to the person their argument to their discretion.
Yeah.
Like they have to be like, okay, you understand my position. Now we can debate.
And I agree with that.
No, and I was like, and Connor was saying, he was like, wouldn't that be so amazing if we had to have that principle mm-hmm. before we debated with people?
Yeah,
and like that was what was going on in our government, that people could recite very clearly to the other people and those people had to sign off on it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you understand my position. Now we can have a conversation about it.
Yeah. Now it's like, I'm going to read the first two sentences of your status and then fire back.
Which, I mean, we're all guilty of because that's like how society is set up. But I think that also that is what keeps us so separate from each other. Cause we're just like,
I mean, that system makes sense if 50% of the population wasn't just flat wrong.
I mean, that's kind of where I am right now. I'm like, yeah, but like your position is filled with like hate and fear. So like, I just don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for your journey. It's going to be really great. You're going to teach me yoga.
Mm-hmm. It's part of my homework. I have to go around town practicing my spiels.
Oh, you should go teach yoga to the Bushwick tree shrew. When you said go around town, I'm picturing you out on Knickerbocker Avenue.
I'm like, anybody want a sun salutation? Sign on up.
She's like,
that's what I should do.
She's like, yeah, I'm in between dates.
There's
a woman, that's such a mean name. We call her the Bushwick Tree Shrew.
But isn't that funny though?
But she's on drugs. I'll just say it. She's on drugs.
She's on a lot of drugs.
She's closing deals on the phone for dates.
We've been seeing her the whole time we've lived here, right? She lives in the neighborhood somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe she's couch surfing. I have no idea.
Always in a tank top and gray sweats and just hoofing it.
Bitch on wheels.
She needs a pair of Hokas, actually. Her feet must be killing her.
I mean, it quite literally, we're joking, but she is probably like a very sad drug addict who's been like doing God knows what here on the streets of our neighborhood.
She has people around her who want her to get help because I've seen people trying to force her into a car twice now.
Are we sure they were people that wanted to get her help, though?
Well, they wanted her to not be literally on the street. They wanted her to get in the car and go somewhere else. And hopefully it's somewhere very healthy. But it's always a fight. The two times I witnessed it, it was a fight. It was like a...
Well, and she's always fighting. Yeah, she's in full fight or flight at all times. Yeah. 100%. Like, she's fucking charging down the streets of Bushwick, screaming either at somebody who's with her or on the phone to somebody, always cursing, always bugging out. But, like, why we sort of became fascinated with her beyond what we just described is that she is fucking jacked.
She's like so fit. She's got the build.
So crazy.
She's got the build of a like a fitness model, you know?
Yeah, like 6-pack for days.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually, it's just because she's probably so malnourished that we can only see her muscles.
But those muscles are, they're big muscles.
They are. It's really bizarre. Some people are built like that though.
Yeah.
Like where they don't have to work out and you like literally just see muscles.
Yeah.
And then we very inappropriately at the Museum of Natural History came across an animal called the tree shrew. And I was like, oh my God, she's the Bushwick tree shrew. Mm,
yeah.
So now that's what we call her. And we're horrible people and we're going to burn in hell if there is one. I don't think there is, but you know.
There's something.
If there is hell, I'll see the tree shrew right down there. Oh yeah,
she's in charge of it. She's managing it.
And then we've got the gutter frogs.
Yeah. Yeah, those are new additions to the wildlife. These guys are just constantly screaming on the street. Yeah, that's the Bushwick gutter frog call.
Ow!
Oh! Oh!
Which I think they communicate full thoughts and sentences with just that one syllable
phrase.
And I think
they have phones, but they don't use them often because they're always just like yelling at somebody through that's out a window or I don't know. Yeah. Someone's in a building or in a passing car.
Yeah.
And they're definitely 9 times out of 10
drinking
40s from a bag.
Drinking 40s, plastic bottle 40s. Miller has that gold and black label plastic bottle.
You clocked it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm envious of them that they get to walk around and drink all day.
I do have to say, they don't seem miserable.
No.
Like
this is their corner.
They're also like always listening to music. Not always, but most of the time. A lot of times it's fucking great.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's like
they're doing like disco or they're doing like 80s
early 90s electronic freestyle.
No.
That
they're
genre
doing,
called freestyle.
They're doing like a Lisa in the Cult Jam. They're doing like an 80s, like, I don't know what you'd call that type of music. It's pop music.
I always heard it called freestyle.
Okay, so maybe
like club music. It's like club music.
But I think it's 80s. I don't think it's 90s.
I think early 90s.
I think it's like all those bands that were sort of around like Prince, like those girl groups that were like with that electronic beat.
There's like the laser beam sound in there.
Like, I mean, it's fucking great. And it's like they are just fucking chilling on the corner in front of Tony's Pizza.
And he's got that speaker in the granny cart so he can drag it around. Sometimes he attaches it to the back of his bike and just rolls up and down the street.
So they'll just be like, listen to that music, drinking 40s, tree shoes, screaming at somebody, and then they're like, oh, oh.
And then my hun walks out there and she's like, okay, everybody, today I'm going to teach you how to do a sun salutation.
I'm like, I'm trying to be of service. They're like, fuck you, white woman. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But I mean, in my fantasy world, I do think it would be really fucking cool to like have like a community yoga class in like Maria Hernandez Park or something.
Yeah.
And like, that is something that I would like, is to, you know, reach out to the community in which I live and not have it be this white people thing. Like, that is something about yoga that really frustrates me, that I do think that yoga can be for all people. But it's been very accessible to primarily white people as it's become westernized. Not to say that there are not people of color that practice, they 100% do, but I think that there's a heavy white woman contingency.
Yeah, well, also you might be using the word white people where it's people of privilege.
Sure, yeah.
There is Yoga to the People where it's like pay what you will and you can go
for
it.
I fucking hate that place.
Nearly free. Well,
and you know what happens when it's nearly free?
It's overrun.
And exactly. That's, you know, it's not a perfect system. A lot of people like it there. It's not for me.
Yeah.
I also don't like how they teach.
Mm.
I haven't had like amazing experiences there. I don't feel like they describe enough to you. Mm-hmm. I actually had a really rough class there once where they were just like, get into this position. And I had never done it before. This was quite a few years ago. And I was kind of looking around and I'm like, and I asked the teacher, I was like, what is this? But it's like, of course you're doing it also where you have like an inch between mats, you know? So it's like my ass is just like in somebody's face.
Oh.
The frog position. Do you know this? Where your legs are like splayed out. It's highly uncomfortable. But also something that typically you would do like propped up so that it doesn't hurt like 10 different parts of your body. And they're just like, get into frog and like fuck your knees up and do whatever. And I'm like looking around trying to get the teacher's attention. And she just was like, just do it. Like she was very like dismissive and just like, get into it.
Yeah.
Yoga to the People's also where I had that terrible class in Arizona too, where I like snapped on the teacher in the class.
About your neck? Was it neck related?
No, it was just, again, it was like a teacher that just was not like describing things well. And I just was like so frustrated by how she was leading the class that I kept looking around. And this is when I've been taking a lot of classes. I'm a bit more advanced. And I'm like, what is this fucking pose that she's talking about? Looking around. And she just grabbed my leg to try to shut. And I was like, no, what are you asking me to do?
Yeah.
Which Dolores called, she got rossed.
Yeah. 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 You rossed her up. And now you have this opportunity to provide the teachings that you wish you received,
which I'm pumped about, but also I'm sure I'll have more compassion for those teachers that I've grilled so hard and been like, they fucking suck. And now that I'm attempting to do it myself, I will realize that it is hard and intimidating to lead a group of people.
And then you'll send apology letters.
Yes. And then I will ninth step and make amends to all of the teachers across the land that I have rossed.
Yeah. And you'll open that letter with Ambalo Shri Sat Bhagavan Ki
Jai. Which, by the way, we turned it into a song. It's not a song.
Are we singing it still?
Yeah. Oh. We're singing it like we're Jews singing a tour portion or something.
You taught me how to sing last week. Ready?
Oh my God, guys. He cannot hear whether he's on tune or not, but we discovered that if he sings from his diaphragm.
Yeah.
Okay, hun.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti.
Oh my God.
Did I get him?
You did. And that's what he does every time too. Did I get him? I'm like, can you honestly not hear that you're on tune?
I don't know. Wow. Now I don't know how to go from doing the notes to like singing
songs. To just
songs
sing regular songs. Yeah.
Like what's a good song I could try right now?
Let's keep it simple. Sing like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but like from your diaphragm.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
Twinkle twinkle little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle twinkle little star, how I wonder there you are. Is that the words?
How I wonder there you are.
How does it
I wonder there you are.
How does it resolve? What is the ending to that song?
Well, now that's all I can think of, so I've forgotten what it is.
How I wonder. Oh, there you are.
Oh, there. Hello.
Hello. That's the ice cream truck in our neighborhood.
Hello.
Bing, ding,
you guys know
ding,
it.
Ding,
New York
ding,
ding, New York natives, you know. Hello.
But what is the song?
It's like 30 degrees outside. You're like, what the fuck are you doing out there? Yeah. Hello.
And we decided that voice is actually, they recorded it for my mother.
Yes.
Because my mother, when you call her, she's like, I'm like, hey, mom, it's me. She's like, no, she'll be like, she'll answer the phone.
She answers.
She'll say, hello. And then you're like, hey, mom, it's me. And she'll be like, oh, hello. But then if the call loses connection, she's like, hello. And they used the third one.
Yeah, they went
for
with
the ice
third
cream
one. Like a diamond in the sky.
You're
twinkle,
off tune
twinkle,
now.
Little star, how I wonder what you are.
It just says that again? I thought it would have had
comes
a,
back. It comes back.
Is diamond in the sky, is that a lyric? Because when I was singing that, I was like, is this Rihanna? Or is
this... That's what Riri took it from. The old hit, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Mm-hmm. Shine bright like a diamond.
Diamonds in the sky.
Diamonds in the sky.
Anyway, did I sing Twinkle, Twinkle?
You did.
Good?
You got it. You nailed it.
But it was all the same note.
Oh my God.
It felt
monotone
to me.
That's the thing that's crazy.
Well, see, now I'll listen back and I'll hear my voice
But
on
that you
recording.
Can't hear it right away is very interesting to me.
Do, re.
No, we're good. We're good.
Mi,
we're good. We're good.
Fa, so, la, ti, do.
No, you lost it.
I did.
Yeah.
I was rushing it.
Yeah.
I have to focus.
Yeah.
I think it's real muscle memory I have to build up. Should I take voice lessons?
For what?
I don't know. I'm not a singer.
Nope.
Anyway.
What else do we have? We've covered a lot.
I had a real, do I want to talk about my job? I had an emotional roller coaster of a month.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot going on. Like,
with
our work, we've both been all over the fucking place. I've been, like, just busy and traveling. You've been busy and on, like, very emotional jobs that required a lot of you to show up.
Yeah. But we're back in the clear, you know?
I'm feeling it. Yeah. I don't have to work a single day this week and I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got my life back. I can catch up on some shit.
Yeah. We watched The View today. Stormy Daniels
Stormy
was
Daniels
on.
Stormy Daniels was on.
Little Price is Right.
Yeah. I was kicking. I was actually trying to pretend like I was back in the hotel for a second. I was like, well, I'll just
Did
like
it work?
Turn on some like regular TV for a second.
Did it work?
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
It's
I was
a good
just
practice.
Like, I was just like, let me just, because I think when I get really caught up in TV, if I put on something on our Apple TV.
Yeah.
But if I just like throw on like some basic channels and I'm just like, oh, let me just like throw this on for
a
second.
Yeah, live TV is a different mentality because it's like, this is happening right now. You kind of feel connected to the world around you.
Yeah.
And you also know that it's temporary. Like, I have to kind of watch this and when it's over, I can turn this off and then go about my day.
I was looking for the Today Show because I thought maybe they would be in their fourth hour, but no, I'd missed it.
Yeah. That's interesting. Because, yeah, if you are binging on a streaming series.
Like Interior Design Challenge, which I already finished. Yeah, and it was like 16 episodes.
your British Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
You went through that whole bottle of Xanax already.
I did. I took it all.
We're feeling Barry on HBO. We're loving it. That's one at a time, though, because they release them on a schedule.
Other people not feeling it. Who was I talking to? Oh, my brother and Kim. They were like, eh. I was like, I loved it. And Kim goes, of course you did. I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I think it's so good. Henry Winkler is killing me.
Yeah. He's
killing me.
What a career.
Yeah.
You know, the longevity of that guy. He went from the Fonz to like a really hilarious character actor, which I guess is what the Fonz was anyway.
Yeah. And then we've got Westworld coming back, everybody.
Oh, he can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
It is going to be good. I am excited for it, too. Not in the same way you are, but I am excited.
And then RuPaul's Drag Race Season 10 is just coming along.
Yeah, we're still in the thick of it.
Vanjie.
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 Miss Vanjie.
Ambalo Shri Sad Bhagavan Ki Vanjie. Vanjie.
Oh, my God. I'm like, how can I integrate that? Vanjie. What else, hon? Is that it for today?
I think that's it.
I think this has been great.
It's good to see you again.
I know.
It's weird that we are married, but we only see each other when we podcast.
No. We've reconnected sexually.
Mm-hmm. Emotionally.
Did you like when I said that in couples therapy yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, that was funny.
I think our couples therapist is lightened up and enjoys our bits sometimes now.
Yeah, but she's trying to break up with us.
I know.
That was weird. She was like, this is big news, everybody. She's like, well, I think you two are doing really well. And you're like really good at this.
Have we even told listeners we're in couples therapy before?
I tell people all the time from the stage, so.
I mean, it's nothing we don't tell people, but I'm just like, have we actually mentioned it on here?
Yeah,
we're in couples therapy.
We go to a wonderful woman who we have a song about also, but we shouldn't sing that song. Is it weird?
Yeah.
Well, she's a public figure.
If you're looking for an amazing alternative couples therapist, and I'll leave you to figure out what that means, listeners, research Dulcinea Pitagora.
Dulcinea Pitagora.
That's it. That's the song.
Well, there's three. You say it three times, and then the ending is different, but we'll do it next week.
The ending's different?
Yeah, it goes, yo, Dulcinea Pitagora.
Oh,
gross.
All right. This has been a great episode.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Love you. Bye. Maybe that's the ending. It's me being like, bing, bing, ding, ding.